Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, August 16, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump responds to a critic by revoking the security clearance of a former CIA director. Also on the Thursday rundown, farm groups urge speedy passage of the farm bill, and newspapers nationwide published editorials denouncing anti-press rhetoric. First, our top story, President Donald Trump abruptly revoked the security clearance of ex-CIA Director John Brennan Wednesday. Yahoo News calls it an unprecedented act of retribution against a vocally critical former top U.S. official. Yahoo adds that Trump also threatened to yank the clearances of a handful of individuals. All are critics of the president or are people whom Trump appears to believe are against him. Meantime, from USA Today, the jury in the financial fraud trial of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort expected to begin their deliberations today. Politico reports that final arguments to the jury, prosecutors cast the former Trump campaign chairman as a serial liar in a years-long scheme to hide millions of dollars in 31 foreign bank accounts and to obtain millions more in a series of fraudulent bank loans. There are stark differences between the House and Senate farm bills. Tramell Gomes tells us faced with the lowest farm income in 12 years, the country's two largest farmers' advocacy groups are calling on congressional negotiators to find a quick compromise.
The farm bill provides support to farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, and also funds the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. House Republicans and President Donald Trump are pushing for stricter work requirements for SNAP that opponents say would make things harder for those in need. And Dale Moore with the American Farm Bureau says tariffs, trade disruptions, and lower commodity prices are taking their toll on the farm economy.
Our job as farmers and ranchers is to feed the world. So, you know, again, we're looking for programs that work, programs that make sense, just as, that same kind of approach is applied to a number of the other provisions in the farm bill.
There is no work requirement for SNAP recipients in the Senate version. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he wants a final bill ready for votes in the House and Senate shortly after Labor Day.
From California, Suzanne Potter reports backers of commercial property tax reform have submitted 860,000 signatures to county registrars for an initiative on the November 2020 ballot.
The Schools and Communities First ballot measure would require commercial property owners who benefited from Prop 13's property tax freeze in 1978 to start paying taxes based on the property's current fair market value instead of on what it was worth 40 years ago. Joshua Peschtal, who heads the California Federation of Teachers, says it would raise another $11 billion a year, a good chunk of which could be used to improve schools.
California is the fifth largest economy in the world, and yet we're ranked something like 45th in terms of per pupil spending and class size average. And our kids deserve to be treated better than that.
A coalition of almost 300 community groups supports the proposal, which would not affect Prop 13 protections for homeowners, renters, small businesses, or agriculture. Anti-tax groups say it would make California significantly less business-friendly and cause job losses.
Corporations that have owned large tracts of land since the 70s, like Chevron, Bank of America, Disneyland, and Universal Studios, would be the most affected by the change. An outside-the-box approach to criminal justice in Nebraska, helping to decrease the chance of formerly incarcerated people returning to prison. Eric Galatis reports it's also saving taxpayer dollars.
The Community Justice Center's restorative justice classes help offenders break down and identify the emotional, physical, and financial harm experienced by their victims. The program also gives people skills they'll need when they rejoin communities. Rick Carter with the center refers to the practice as creating better emotional hygiene.
Things are broken way before they've ever been caught for a specific crime. How do you go back and address the way you dealt with your own issues and deal with them differently as you move forward? How do you make better choices next time?
According to a recent study, probationers who completed the center's restorative justice program were half as likely to reenter the system.
And finally, newspapers in Oregon and across the nation are publishing editorials promoting freedom of the press today in response to President Trump's persistent attacks on the media.
The Boston Globe coordinated this effort and has been joined by big newspapers such as the New York Times, the Denver Post, and the Chicago Sun-Times, as well as regional papers. Fred Obey is head of the Washington Newspaper Publishers Association, which represents about 80 small daily and weekly papers across the state. He says many of the papers in his network will be publishing editorials because the president's rhetoric about the press has affected them.
It was filtering down to all kinds of local journalism to the point where we're seeing people in our states working for small newspapers getting the same kind of treatment from public officials and other people who are running for election, and we just felt like things had gone too far.
Trump frequently has called the press the enemy of the people and fake news. About 350 newspapers had joined this effort as of Wednesday. For Public News Service, I'm Eric Tegedov.
The Radio Television Digital News Association also has joined with newspapers encouraging TV and radio stations to release editorials denouncing attacks on the media. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.